Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is June the 17th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Psalms chapters 72 to 77. Get a heavenly perspective from God's presence. We read in Psalm 73 verses 12 to 17 and verse number 28 like this. Behold, these are the ungodly who are always at ease. They increase in riches. Surely I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocence. For all day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. If I had said, I will speak thus, behold, I would have been untrue to the generation of your children. When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their end. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your works. Psalm 71 is the second psalm ascribed to Asaph and the first of 11 consecutive psalms bearing his name. It is a wisdom psalm whose sentiments is similar to Psalms 1 and follows Psalm 37 in content. In this psalm, Asaph explains how he became envious of the prosperous, boastful wicked, and admits that in the midst of life's difficulties and dangers, he perceived that evil people seemed exempt from such things. They arrogantly refuse to consider God, and they seem to be blessed in spite of such arrogance. However, Asaph decides to go into the sanctuary of God and spend time in his presence, and that put everything in the proper perspective. Having come to his senses, Asaph describes his change of heart as almost a conversion, as he understood what is finally going to happen to ungodly people. He understood that the prosperity of sinners is only a mirage and they are headed for certain disaster. In reality, the righteous are the ones who are blessed with divine insight and guidance, as they have hope in both heaven and earth. The righteous must therefore celebrate this hope and share it with others who need it. We need to spend time in God's presence and see everything that is happening around us from God's point of view. We will get a heavenly perspective of earthly happenings by getting closer to God. When we visualize everything from God's viewpoint, we will not be jealous at the prosperity of the wicked, like Asaph. Instead, we will praise God for this blessed life and for His promise of the eternal life that He has granted us. Our God has everything we need, even when life seems unfair. Like the psalmist in Psalms 27 verse 4, let us take a decision today. One thing I have desired from the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. Finally, we read in Psalm 65 verse 4 like this. Blessed is the man you choose and cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple.